You know, occasionally, we'll have listeners who've come up with unique strategies for their dates to try and make them go well.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, like some people have guidelines about how to split the bill before they even get dinner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Others have a policy of waiting a certain amount of time before they do the first kiss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Gotta respect everyone's rules.
And I remember one person said that they try to get the kiss out of the way in the first 10 seconds. So it's not looming over their head the rest of the night.
You know, one way to do it.
I once kissed a girl within the first 10 minutes of our date, and it was one of the best dates ever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. I mean, we didn't end up...
I wouldn't recommend it for anybody else.
Different strokes for different folks.
Absolutely.
And our man Justin today says he has an interesting strategy for picking the right girl.
Ooh, okay.
I can't wait to hear it. Justin, man, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Good. Okay. You want to kiss right now so the rest of this call isn't quite as awkward?
Wow.
We might as well just give that
away. All right, okay.
Don't do it. Oh,
that was a sweet one. You guys, that was a sweet one.
That was amazing. Okay.
There was no tongue.
There was some chemistry.
I feel like we
don't
even need to call this girl.
Yeah.
But just in case.
He's like, so tell me about it.
Yeah. what is the name of the girl you want us to call?
Her name is Casey.
Casey. How'd you meet Casey?
I met Casey on Tinder. Usually I'm not a big fan of Tinder, but I felt like I had a pretty good rapport with her on there. I just want you guys to know that I have a lot of experience dating over the years.
I can tell. I can tell just from that kiss. I knew that you've been around the block, man.
I mean, that can honestly be a good thing or a bad thing. It can mean you're either always single and can't quite get into a relationship.
See, that's my situation.
Or it can mean that you're successful.
It's like you can get the date, but you don't know how to like have a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
What have you learned from your experience, Justin?
Throughout my 20s, I was that guy that tried to impress too much. Like, I rented a fancy car for one girl. And I wore clothes that were too expensive, and I took them to the restaurants that were way out of my budget and everything. And I realized over the years, they might be pretty, but I'm attracting the worst type of human being by doing this.
Well, and also, you're not letting the human being know who you really are. Like, I mean, it's essentially lying to them.
Yeah, it's all materialistic stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Alexis would strongly disagree with everything that we're saying.
I feel attacked a little. No,
that's cool. So that was your old strategy?
That was my old strategy. And then I had an epiphany about the time I hit 30.
Okay.
What I do is, instead of trying to overly impress them, I try to under-impress. I'm still a nice guy, but in terms of what we do, the activities that we do, because in my theory, if you can enjoy someone's company doing the most mundane things possible, then you know that that person likes you for you.
I totally get this somehow.
Okay. Okay. I know,
but it makes so much sense.
I could see how it easily backfire.
If I'm picking between two guys, I'm going to go to the fancy restaurant.
Yeah.
I mean,
no, that's true, though. Most girls would.
So I'm assuming that this is what you did with Casey?
Yeah, we met on Tinder, and we had a good rapport on Tinder, and I decided to go over to her neighborhood, and we just went for a walk around her neighborhood. Nothing fancy. Let's just see if we enjoy each other's company.
Okay.
I think that's kind of nice.
Yeah, it was old school, but we're walking around her neighborhood, and it's nice, and we decided, let's go into the grocery store. Very mundane, just walk the aisles. And I thought, let's get us a snack here. So I got her some matzah for us to nibble on. I'm Jewish.
You're talking Jeffrey's language.
Shalom, my friend.
Well, I am.
All right.
Dude, you guys do have chemistry.
Matzah is a great snack food, by the way. You put some peanut butter on there.
I've only put some butter on it.
It's really good.
But by itself, it's very bland.
Right.
Yeah, but let's keep with the mundane.
Ate plain crackers?
Well, she enjoyed it, though. She's a very goyim, very not Jewish, and said, well, I've never tried that before. So I thought, okay, that's a good sign. She's willing to try new things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So going into the grocery store and doing these things, did you tell her why you were doing that, or is this kept on the down low?
Of course, kept on the down low. I don't want her to know what I'm doing. I want to see how she's going to react.
Naturally.
But she seemed to be going with it and seemed to be very spontaneous, and I enjoyed that. And
when we
were on our way out, she saw one of those old-fashioned horses that you put the quarter into, and she thought, oh, that's fun. I haven't seen one of those in years. And I thought, nah, this might be getting a little bit too exciting, a little bit too interesting. So I said, you know what? It looks old. I don't want to break it or anything. And so she said, okay. And we kept on walking.
So you took out any chance of fun. Yeah. You squashed.
She tried to have a little bit of excitement, and you're like, no.
Seems dangerous.
The horse can't take away my thunder. That's the way I look at it.
You're unthundered.
I just think, like, any time that we've heard of people doing, like, it almost sounds like a test. Like, will she pass your boredom test or something?
Yeah.
Like, tests always backfire to me in dating.
Well, I mean, she seemed like she was having a good time, and she didn't get upset by it, and we kept our walk going. And
good.
I thought it was interesting that when we were on our way close to where her place is, we're on the end of our walk, she sees a laundromat. She says, oh, this is actually where I dropped off my laundry earlier. Can we pick it up? And I said, oh, okay.
Wow.
You're like, now you're speaking my language. That sounds boring.
Wow.
It's very boring. But to me, what stuck out is we just met each other. We don't really know each other that well. And you're comfortable with me seeing your laundry. That's a big sign to me that she's that comfortable with me seeing her laundry.
So how did the date end?
I felt like you guys were talking about the kiss, getting out of the way. I didn't feel to go in for the kiss. I thought, let's keep it mundane for now.
Mm-hmm. Boring.
And then things can progress later, but it ended pretty nicely. We gave each other a hug, and I thought the date ended well, but I haven't been able to get a hold of her since, so I'm wondering what's going on.
Interesting.
Well, very boring date, but that was the plan, right?
I get your theory that you want to find someone that you can do just everyday things with and enjoy their company. Like, I get that theory.
Yeah, of course.
But the whole point of dating is it's supposed to be fun. Like, you have your entire married life to be boring.
Yeah.
Like, why waste it right now?
He tried that, though, Brooke. He tried that, and look where he is.
No, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, though. It's not like if I'm going to date someone long term, I'm not going to continue the boringness. It's just that first date, just to get a gauge right from the beginning.
I get it. I don't like it, but I get it.
Okay.
I know what your love language is.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, let's try and figure this out for you. We're going to play the most boring song in our rotation.
Oh, no.
And then we'll come back. We'll call Casey for you and try and get you a second date update, okay?
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, hold on.